Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
John, WAUK 540 AM Jackson,
Talks with North Korea about a soldier from Wisconsin who ran across the demilitarized zone last week. Pentagon spokesperson Sabrina Singh says all levels of government are reaching out to Pyongyang.
All I can tell you is that we know that the DPRK has Private King in custody. In terms of his whereabouts, in terms of his health, I'm just not sure. We can't speak to that right now.
Singh was on Upfront on Channel 12 in Milwaukee yesterday. Private Travis King is from Racine. He was supposed to board a plane bound for Fort Bliss, Texas last week. Wisconsin colleges and universities are attracting education students, but the state is struggling to retain graduates in the teaching field. Stuart J. Waddles with more.
The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction found in 2021, the state had close to 5,400 graduates earning teaching degrees. However, only around 3,600 of those graduates chose to become teachers in Wisconsin. According to Pew Research, only 16 to 18% of Wisconsin teachers are under the age of 30. Education programs around the state are working to address these problems. In 2020, UW-Madison launched the Teacher Pledge. The pledge offers to pay costs such as in-state tuition and licensing fees for education students if they commit to teach in Wisconsin for 3 to 4 years after graduation. The UW School of Education is hoping the state program can serve as a model for other schools and the state. Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media News.
There's help available for farmers struggling because of the drought. Farmers in 27 counties across southern Wisconsin are eligible for disaster aid. The region saw 8 or more straight weeks of drought conditions during the growing season. Farmers who can qualify get emergency credit and loans. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is taking applications until March 18th. Real estate is a seller's market right now. As Terry Bell reports, there's a bill in the works in Congress to level the playing field for buyers.
Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin says she's working on a bill to crack down on tax breaks for big real estate investors. Baldwin says out-of-state operators are buying up many single-family homes, crowding many working families out of the market. The National Realtors Association says about 13% of homes bought 2 years ago nationwide were bought by large institutional buyers. Right now, when large investors or private equity firms buy several properties, they can deduct part of that on their federal taxes. Baldwin's bill would cap such deductions at 50 properties. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Federal grant money is on its way to preserve outdoor areas throughout Wisconsin. The state is set to receive just shy of $5 million through the Land and Water Conservation Fund. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Luke Mathers, and this is Civic Media News.
For WFHR Locally Grown Radio, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. Senator Tammy Baldwin is working to make sure we know who owns farmland in Wisconsin and the United States as a whole. She's paired up with Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa to introduce the Farmland Security Act of 2023. It will ensure that foreign investors have to report their land holdings in America. WXOW reports the act will also require more research into what foreign agricultural land ownership means for Wisconsin communities and the nation's food supply. Gas prices are on the rise, but still cheaper than this time last month. As predicted, gas prices have remained relatively steady, rising only 4.4 cents per gallon during the last week. The average price in Wisconsin is $3.39 per gallon. Analysts at GasBuddy have some concern about the high heat fueling later tropical storms that could disrupt gas prices before summer's end. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR Civic Media News.
The Brewers fall to the Braves. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers had a one-run lead, but lost to the Braves 4-2. Milwaukee reliever Elvis Peguero giving up a three-run homer in the eighth. Earlier that inning, a collision in shallow right field between the Brewers' second baseman Bryce Terang and newcomer Sal Frelick.
Back is Terang coming in. Frelick, look out! Collision! Who's got it? Terang has the ball. Both on the ground. These these two rookies. It's an out. The inning is over, and let's just hope they're all right.
Brian Anderson, Bally Sports, Wisconsin. After the game, we spoke to Bryce Terang.
We're just going hard after the ball, trying to get an out, and I'm glad he's okay. I'm glad I'm okay, and just, yeah, make the play.
After being called up from the minors Friday night, right fielder Sal Frelich had the best debut in team history since Sixto Lescano in 1974. In a thrilling 4-3 win over the Braves Saturday night, I asked Frelich if he took a moment to look around knowing he'd finally arrived.
I think it kind of first settled in, I think, top of the ninth there when I went back out and kind of heard my name getting chanted and Acuna. It was just like the whole entire experience right there. I was like, I couldn't even believe I was in the same field. And
so the Braves, with the best record in baseball, win the series, the first series loss for the Brewers since June. Braves manager Brian Snitker.
It's always tough here. They do a great job in this organization in identifying players, and usually it's going to be fun games because they're going to be close.
Craig Counsell, after playing three close games against the Braves.
You know, that team's going to play in October. We want to earn the right to play them again.
The Brewers now with just a half game lead over the Reds in the NL Central. They open a three game series tonight against Cincinnati. First pitch at 7:10. In golf, despite the rain and the wind Sunday, American Brian Harman won the British Open, shooting 13 under par, six shots ahead of the pace.
It was Armageddon. It was bad.
It was Harman's second win on the tour and his first major.
I haven't historically done very good in the rain. It's just always bugged me. So I was really proud of the way that I struck the ball in the rain today.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. 8:06 on the clock. Got your host, James J. I am joined by our head of news, Melissa K.
Good morning.
And our head of production, Seth Habacker.
Good morning, everyone.
And joining us on the phone, I believe it's been a while. Is this Laura Lockwood?
It is.
Laura! Hey!
Hello, oh, hello.
It's been too long. Hello. How have you been?
Been pretty good. Been busy, busy, busy. But, you know, that's kind of par for course for this time of the year. How about you guys?
We're doing good. Laura, forget about the weather. It's been too long. Let's catch up. So how are the how's the family? It's so good to have you with us, Laura. Thank you so much. We've got a hot one coming up this week. What has Mother Nature got in store for us?
Yeah, unfortunately, it is a toasty one. You know, this is the time of the year that you kind of want to remember. I know a lot of folks don't want to, but winter. You know, just the thought of winter and those cool temperatures can kind of help cool you down a little bit, because it's going to be toasty, a little bit unseasonally warm for a good chunk of the area. So definitely want to be aware of that. We also have, unfortunately, still dealing with that smoke and haze from those wildfires. You know, I've lived in this area my whole life, essentially, and I never remember a summer quite like this with the smoke and haze. So make sure you can do whatever you need to for yourself and others around you that are impacted by that with these type of conditions, especially with the added heat out there, not going to help the situation. We're looking at a high of about 89 today with that smoke and haze out there. There's a chance of a spotty shower towards the afternoon. It might even see a thunderstorm or two popping up this evening, but most of that will dissipate and will cool to low of about 60. Now, if they do develop, there is potential that could be a little stronger, so keep a watchful eye on that. Tuesday, lots of sunshine, more hazy smoke, high of 91. Slight chance of showers and storms Tuesday night and then early on Wednesday as well. Low of about 67 Tuesday night. Wednesday, high of 93. Thursday, high of 95. Lots of sun, chance of storms late overnight. And then a cold front comes in, kind of knocks those temperatures back for Friday, Saturday. Upper 80s Friday, mid-80s come Saturday with a chance of spotty showers, so that's good news. But this is going to be a warm one. Do what you can to keep yourself and others around you safe. Make sure to stay hydrated with water. And, you know, don't forget about those animals and livestock out there. And I mentioned the water bit because a lot of folks have a lot of activities going on out there. And I know some of those beverages I know are super tasty, like sodas. The caffeine is actually, it'll dehydrate you. As well as the adult beverages are not good for hydration, but can definitely dehydrate.
And we figure, you know, it's one of those things, you get so busy, you're so excited to be out doing things, you know, you don't always remember to drink water, to always stay hydrated. Yeah. Listen to Laura, everybody. Listen to that woman. She knows what she's talking about. We appreciate you, Laura. Thank you for the notes there and the great details, as always, that we get from the Weather at Weather Center. Appreciate you guys so much. Will you be with us tomorrow?
I will not, unfortunately. But Michael Carroll will be with you the rest of the week while Paul is out.
Okay. All right. It was really nice to touch base with you, Laura. We really do appreciate you. You take care. Have a great day.
You too. Take care, guys. Stay safe.
Good to talk
Thank
to you.
Thank you.
It's one of the best in the business right there. I love Laura. She's great. She's great. We appreciate her. Now, do listen to those notes she gave us, everybody.
Yeah. Important to know.
I think that it's nice to have these reminders. The way Laura, especially the way she presented that, the way she told it, she wasn't trying to tell you something like you never knew this before. Like,
right,
did you
right.
know you should say? She just, it's a reminder. We all need these reminders. Mm-hmm. I know I do. And I imagine the most do. It was a busy weekend for a lot of us. Let's catch up with the team. And of course, we got to catch up with Seth a little bit here because he's on vacation for the last week. How was your break? How was it?
Oh, it was really good. I got to go celebrate my parents' 50th wedding anniversary.
Aww.
That was really fun little ceremony they had. They actually were able to renew their vows, the ones they did for when they got married, the ones they had written themselves. They still had them, which I thought, wow, that's impressive.
Ago.
Yeah, I know. It's really cool. And, you know, that was in the early 70s. People were just starting to do the whole write your own vows thing.
Oh,
so
so
they were kind of, that was kind of a new thing at the time. But it was
did they
great.
Hold up?
Yes, they did.
Okay.
They actually did.
Okay.
That.
That's actually a really good question.
They weren't all hippy dippy or anything like that. It was actually quite good. Yeah,
Nixon or something. Were there?
No, but it was really cool because not only Beth got to officiate it too, which was really neat. And but just the whole family was there, and we were all able to celebrate together. So it was really it was
great
a very nice time.
Reunion.
Yeah, it was.
Awesome.
So appreciate it.
Knowing Beth a little bit and everything, I wonder if there was a little part of her that, well, if she doesn't finish the ceremony, I mean, do Seth's parents get married? and does Seth and his family, does he have like very, very
Wait a
Marty
minute.
McFly moment
yeah,
there.
Yeah, right.
Time-space continuum.
Really good to hear, and I'm very happy to hear that the traveling you guys got here okay.
Yeah, yeah, everything went really smoothly on the road, so that was
awesome.
Nice, too.
I am jealous of the Carolinas, though. That's
yeah,
just
it was nice.
It's a great time of year to be over there.
Yeah. Oh, it was lovely because, it was hot, of course, because it's down in the Carolinas.
Yeah, but you like that.
Well, and we were on the ocean, so, you know, we're on the beach, so that makes it a lot nicer, yeah.
So jealous.
Yeah.
That's awesome,
did you
though,
swim?
Bro.
I did do a little swimming.
Nice.
Good. Until my youngest got zapped by a jellyfish, but it wasn't bad. He was good. He was all right by it, though. He's good.
Okay.
I have to ask, did anybody take care of it? Like, we all know how you take care of jellyfish. Like,
I think that's an old wives' tale.
I think so.
Pretty sure.
It was pretty light. He just had a couple of little stingers on his leg, so he was good.
I had an ex. She was in Jamaica. Get stung by a jellyfish. Her friend, and these are two girls, keep in mind, they're younger, and they're freaking out because there's nobody else really on the beach. And the one girl thinks, you have to do this to it. You have to pee on it and all that and everything. And being women, I imagine this is a little more difficult for them. They pulled it off. They go back to the hotel and told the concierge or whatever it would happen. And the concierge, oh, no, honey. That doesn't work.
That doesn't work.
That's not what you do.
It's not fun
to find that out after. No. After your friend has
done
that.
Because she probably felt very proud of herself that she saved her friend. She managed to do this.
You build a bond that way.
We had a moment.
Melissa, how was your weekend?
It was great. I got to see Charlie and the Chocolate Factory at the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater, and Gretchen did an amazing job with a whole lot of kids.
That was
quite the ensemble, and it was an amazing show. It was funny. They had its funny moments. It was touching. The music was great. The kids did an awesome job as far as even like the choreography. There were little kids, and they were so adorable. we kept getting distracted by one of them in the front row. It's like we're just watching her.
Nice.
But no, it was a great production, and congratulations to the cast and crew. You guys did an awesome job.
Very, very proud of everybody, a part of that show. Nice work by everybody involved in it.
And it was sold out. Both shows were completely sold
out. That's great.
So I know that they're starting the, they've got the next show cast. They had their first read-through on Friday, so they are ramping up to get going with rehearsals for that one as well. That's Toasted.
Yeah, go to WRCTtheater.org to find out more information. And keep in mind that auditions for Bly Spirit are coming up August 14th and 15th at 6:30.
Wow. Yeah, that's so right fast. Around the corner.
Yeah. Boom, boom, boom. The way that they got this set up over there, I love. I love how there is always something going on over at that theater. Even when there isn't something maybe on the main stage, they got stuff going on in maybe the studio or other spots. The Silver Foxes, all this. It's a really fun time over at WRCT. entity. When it comes to these auditions, we encourage people not just to show up to audition to be on stage, but maybe you want to be backstage. Maybe you want to be props or something like that.
Yes,
or maybe
indeed.
You're just curious about the process.
Yeah. And maybe you want to understand why. Well, wait a minute. Why does it seem like everybody that auditions for a WRCT show never leaves? Like, well, come and find out, everybody.
Wow.
Come.
You know?
It's true.
It's
go ahead,
true.
Think about it. You gotta think about it a little bit. Like, well, wait a minute. He's actually right there.
Yeah, that's right.
WRCtheater.org. Go check that out. I wanted to send a big thank you to Terry, to Pam, and to David Farnborough for joining us last Friday's episode. I got great feedback from everybody on that one.
Oh, good.
It was a lot of fun, and I hope David felt good doing it because, man, this community really loves him and really enjoyed him on the show here.
That's great.
Good job. David's going to join us again sometime. He'll kind of be our pitch hitter a little bit,
cool.
You know, along with Beth and some stuff there.
Mm-hmm.
When you guys, because I don't take vacations, but once these two actually lock me in a box.
That's what we have to do? Is that it? Oh, come on, Seth, we can do that.
And get me out the door that you know, maybe David will be out with you guys or something like that. Or
you
something.
Know, we have two bathrooms here. They're very box-like. We could just stick them in that one.
I thought we were going to lock him in a mime box. You know, that's the worst kind of box to get out of.
I'm already in one. I also wanted to send a shout out to my sister, Jill, who came down from Madison over the weekend to help out my dad and my mom with the hip surgery my father had and everything.
Nice.
And thank you, everybody, for the positive feedback. And he's really appreciated that.
Aww.
He's doing good. He's
good.
An athlete. He's actually in his comfort zone right now. He's healing. He's rehabbing. This is, you know,
everything's fixed.
Yep.
I kid you not. I'm not even exaggerating. Like, he actually is so much happier right now than he has been, like, just a week ago.
Oh, I bet. The anticipation is the worst.
Yeah. And once you get that hard part out of the way, and the physical therapy is nothing to take lightly.
Yeah.
But just, it's a world difference. Take care of yourselves out there, everybody. Get that surgery. Get that thing that you need done. My dad would be the first to tell you, because he's very stubborn about this stuff. But I'd be the first to tell you, his a whole different world right now for him.
Good.
Cool.
But my sister and my oldest, Bria, got to meet and hang out this weekend. And I just wanted to thank Bria for the time and everything. That was a lot of fun too. Should mention that our podcast, What the Muppet, is going to be. So we're actually debating about if we wanted to, because we're going to release it on Mondays. And if we wanted to release it today or next Monday. So
okay.
I think it's probably going to be next Monday, but we'll see. Okay. Maybe it'll end
very
up being
cool.
This Monday. We'll
very
see.
Cool.
But I did want to thank them for the time. I really do appreciate it. Bree is very busy planning a wedding and doing a billion other things. Jillian's got two wonderful little monsters who I love to death, but they are a handful. So, you know, appreciate the time from them. Get that time with family, man.
Yeah.
And there's nothing like it. I don't care
very
how
important.
Corny it sounds.
Yeah.
I had moments this weekend and memories from that I will take with me the rest of my life.
Oh,
seeing
cool.
my sister and my oldest high five Bubbles and high five. I'll never forget that. It's a beautiful moment.
Very nice. Very nice.
I wanted to wrap up talking a little bit of civic media and our statewide blood donation challenge.
Oh, that's right.
Mine is today.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm donating at 2:00 today.
All right.
You're going to be doing that over at the former East Junior High School Music
Group. Yes, I am.
So there's a blood donation opportunity at 311 Lincoln Street right here in Wisconsin Rapids from 2 to 7. You can go ahead and head down over there and donate there. Take a selfie. And look at what we're doing here, people. Look at this masterful job Civic Media has done with this. You're putting good in your community. You're being a hero. Mm-hmm. Those are great. And we're making you take selfies. I have to do this. I don't want to take a selfie, but I have. How's my hair? Win all across the board.
Yeah, right.
We understand there's a shortage out there. We understand the impact that this can have on communities, on the singular level, all the way up to the grand level.
Yep.
We're getting hit by some crazy weather right now, and I don't think that's going anywhere.
Nope.
We have lost people in the last month because of this shortage.
Mm-hmm.
So be a part of this, everybody.
Yeah.
Not only get your chance to win some Civic Media gear.
Yep. You also get tickets.
That's
you
right.
You entered to win Brewers tickets, I believe. Is
yes.
What is that, like a hockey team? Sorry, I know. They play baseball.
You're the best.
And also best. State Fair tickets are up for grabs as well. And if you tag us in the photo, you will also automatically get, what will they get, Seth?
Raptors tickets.
Yes.
I didn't think I was still on vacation brain for a minute there.
Like,
wait, what was it? Oh, yeah.
I know, right. I just pitched that right at you, but...
Oh, I love that interaction. I love it. I would have loved anything you said right there, Seth. But all of a sudden, went zoo tickets.
Yeah.
Now we got to come up with like a bunch of zoo tickets on the break or something.
Isn't it guacamole? You get some guacamole. Wait, no.
Isn't the zoo free?
Yeah, it's a free zoo.
Okay,
just
check it.
Also, wanted to mention the Stevens Point Blood Center. They have a wonderful opportunity for you to donate today from noon to 6:15 over at the Stevens Point Blood Donation Center at 3201 C Main Street. So there's that. There's the blood donation opportunity today here in Wisconsin Rapids at the former East Junior High School Music Room at 311 Lincoln Street from 2 to 7.
Got a number. It was super easy to call in and make the appointment too. 866-566-5900. And you can, she had me, I was done in like 30 seconds.
Yeah. So please, everybody, pull out the hero in you. Get out there and donate if you are able-bodied and you can. We understand that not everybody can donate, but everybody can raise awareness about this.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing this until July 31st. That is the cutoff for this contest, not the cutoff for being a great human being.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Be a hero out there. Donate if you can. We appreciate you.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then hashtag and civic media. Civic Pints.
Yes, Civic Pints.
And then head to civicmedia.us/giveblood and fill out the registration form there.
Yeah. We'll talk more about this throughout the week. Right now, we're going to move out of the way. Coming back with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. Then we'll have Melissa's News. After that, I got the number one junk food in every state. Going to get into that one.
I hope ours is cheese related.
we got to talk about today how hot our steering wheel gets in the summer.
Ooh.
Okay.
And I've been saving this one for us. 10 things from the 80s and 90s that Gen Z is totally missing out on.
We win.
That'll come up in the 9 o'clock hour and plenty more on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
To everyone who wants a meal made just for you, let our team member Arish share what makes Culver's special.
We know the best meals are the ones shared with the people you love, like our cook-to-order butter burgers and our real Wisconsin cheese curds. And there's no better way to treat yourself than our creamy, fresh, frozen custard. I put the same care into your meal that I would for my own family.
Come to Culver's for a meal made the Wisconsin way.
From Wisconsin with love, welcome to Delicious.
Culver's, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Slight chance for scattered storms today, otherwise sunshine mixed with clouds at times. High temperatures reach up to 89, west winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies, tonight, slight chance for scattered storms, lows level off around 60. Partly cloudy skies again, tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 91. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 58.
It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends at Misty's Menu. We encourage you to treat yourself. Head on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you want to send us your birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. Send them to info@wfhr.com or james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. That email address is very similar for all of our staff.
You can really send
it to any of us.
Yeah, basically. Mm-hmm.
Direct message us as well on the WFHR Facebook page, and you can go ahead and get those birthdays to us that way also.
All right.
We have two possible qualifiers to kick off our show, or kick off this segment. Let's see here. I got one or two. What do you, Seth, you haven't had to work in a while.
Yeah, I know. Let's do it. Let's do one today.
All right. Give us our qualifier. We can first up wish a very happy birthday to Taylor Miller.
Happy birthday, Taylor.
Happy birthday.
Enjoy your day, Taylor. We hope it's a great one for you.
Mm-hmm.
And we wish a happy birthday to Lisa Anderson.
Happy birthday, Lisa.
Happy birthday.
Lisa, enjoy your day. You're a qualifier. Yeah, congratulations awesome. To Lisa being our qualifier, and happy birthday to her.
Yeah.
I have a couple honorable mentions to mention over the weekend. My dad celebrated a birthday, and my sister-in-law, Jacqueline.
Very cool.
Happy birthday to them.
That's cool.
Very happy birthday to them. Taking a look at our celebrity list, Bindi Irwin is 25. Steve the Crocodile Hunter, Irwin's daughter, and the winner of season 21 of Dancing with the Stars. I didn't know she won Dancing with the Stars.
Neither did I. Wow. I should have known that.
Good Jeez. On her. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Beth knows that.
Yeah.
You don't got no excuse on that one. Let's see here. Elizabeth Moss is 41. Offred in The Handmaid's Tale. She was also Peggy Olson on Mad Men. The first daughter, Zoe Bartlett, on The West Wing. Elizabeth Moss... This is interesting, you guys. So Elizabeth Moss and Anna Paquin share a birthday.
Oh, okay.
And I feel like they've had very similar careers in some ways. Got a good big break when they were young.
Right.
Anna Paquin won Best Supporting Actress, was the youngest person to ever win Best Supporting Actress at 10 years old for The Piano.
Yeah, that's right.
Elizabeth Moss had that big part on The West Wing when she was young. They both kind of faded a little bit, but both have had steady careers.
Yeah.
Like Anna Paquin,
that's really cool.
Rogue and X-Men. Of course, her performance in True Blood is one of the more famous ones that she has had to her career. Both of them 41. Wow. That's interesting.
They've had remarkable success. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Two incredible actors. Two incredible actors. I really like Anna Paquin. She is one of those actors. I see her in something, and even if it's a subject I don't care about, I'll probably watch it.
Yeah, right.
Rose Byrne is 44. Rennie Lambert in Insidious movies. Seth Rogen's wife in Neighbors. Kristen Wiig's Nemesis and Bridesmaids. I think she's one of those faces, you know it if you see it. She's
right.
a great character actor. She shows up in a lot of stuff and usually just always a great one.
Yep.
Gerard Neiman is 44. Country singer. Drink to that all night.
Okay. Showing my ignorance.
Let's see. Patty Jenkins is 52, Wonder Woman director. One of the best directors we have out there.
She's very good.
I believe Patty has won an Oscar. I thought she won an Oscar. Maybe not.
She should have.
Yeah, there you go.
She won the Independent Spirit Award for Best First Feature.
That might have been
there you go.
Yeah. Oh, one of my favorite actors when I was growing up. Kadeem Hardison is 58. Kadeem, huge Dwayne Wayne on A Different World.
Oh, yes.
He's actually Zendaya's dad on the Disney Channel spy show, Casey Undercover. I didn't know that. That's cool.
Really?
Good on him. Yeah.
That's cool.
I really liked him. He was really good in Vampire in Brooklyn, too, I believe. He was really good in that, too. Barry Bonds celebrating a birthday today.
Oh, wow.
Hall of Fame candidate.
we'll just put it there.
Fun way to put it. A quick way to keep moving on. Karl Malone is 60, former Utah Jazz scoring legend. He's second all-time for most points in a career behind Wilt Chamberlain.
Wow.
Kareem
60 years old?
Yeah, that's crazy. We mentioned this over on our Sunrise show, Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI. Pam Tills is 66. Country singer, Mel's daughter, it was Memphis, Shake the Sugar Tree, Don't Tell Me What to Do. Bunch of good ones from her. The original Wonder Woman born on this day, Linda Carter, 72.
Wow.
72.
Wow.
Just an amazing. She's great. She was amazing on there. She was also, she had a really nice spot on Super Troopers, too, in that movie. She had a really good spot in there. I thought that was really good. Let us see here. Ruth Buzzy is 87, laughing superstar.
Oh, my gosh. Ruth Buzzy. Watch out with the purse.
Yes. Chris Sarandon is 81. Prince Humperdinck in The Princess Bride. Jack Skellington in The Nightmare Before Christmas. He was the vampire Jerry in Fright Night.
Yep.
He's Susan Sarandon's ex-husband.
Yep, first husband. That's right.
Good actor. Very good actor. Very good. Has had a really nice career. Some people no longer with us, like the great, the legend, the amazing Amelia Earhart.
Oh, wow.
Born in 1897, passed away in 1937, the first woman to fly solo across the Atlantic. She disappeared mysteriously on July 2nd, 1937, during her second attempt to fly around the world.
Wow.
There's now speculation that she survived the crash, but was captured by Japanese forces in this. And they say they have some possible photographic evidence. I don't know. I don't know.
That's going to be tough, but yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough one to prove. Yeah.
This long, yeah.
But amazing human being.
Yes, and remarkable.
somebody, one of those people that I love seeing young kids learn about her for the first time and their minds being blown and everything. It's so cool. Want to again wish a happy birthday to Taylor Miller.
Happy birthday, Taylor.
Happy birthday.
And a very happy birthday to Lisa Anderson, our qualifier today.
Congratulations,
yes,
Lisa.
Yes, indeed.
Stick around for Melissa's News and head on over to Misty's Menu. Treat yourself. Get on over there. They're open till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the Ging Force. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR.
For WFHR, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. After a shooting yesterday morning, Wausau police are looking for a 17-year-old in connection to the incident. Nicholas Multani of Wausau is wanted by police as a person of interest involved with the shooting. It happened Sunday morning a little before 11:30 on South 3rd Avenue. WSAW reports someone called the police and said his home was hit by gunshots after he had an argument with another person outside the house. Multani is a white male, around 6 feet tall, 175 pounds, with black hair. He is likely driving a silver 2002 Mazda Millennia with license plate AHY2661. Call Marathon County Dispatch if you have any information about Multani's whereabouts. The four-day Wisconsin Water Ski Show Championships wrapped up yesterday in Wisconsin Rapids. Teams came from all over the state to participate in the competition. Wausau's Water Walkers and Wisconsin Rapids Aqua Skiers were among the 24 teams that competed over the weekend. The two teams were close, with the Aqua Skiers taking fourth place overall and the Water Walkers taking fifth in Division II. The Waterbugs from Muskego placed first in the division. The 57th annual Water Ski Show wraps up for another year. They'll be back to Lake Wasatcha next year for the 58th annual show. Senator Tammy Baldwin is working to make sure we know who owns farmland in Wisconsin and the United States as a whole. She's paired up with Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa to introduce the Farmland Security Act of 2023. It will ensure that foreign investors have to report their land holdings in America, and this includes shell companies. WXOW reports the act will also require more research into what foreign agricultural land ownership means for Wisconsin communities and the nation's food supply. The Rafters broke their losing streak and then some. They prevailed over the Battle Jacks on Friday 6-2. On Saturday, they traveled to Fond du Lac to win over the Dock Spiders 6-1 and beat them again at home on Sunday 5-3. The Rafters will enjoy the next 3 days without games until they take on the Wausau Woodchucks on Thursday. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on WFHR, your locally grown radio station.
What's that smell? You smell that? I hear that same thing every day. I'm Crust Buster Crockett, and I can tell you, I sure do smell that. That there's the sweet smell of cherry pie. That's the only thing you smell when Crockett septic pumper trucks come rolling down the road to pump your septic and holding tanks. Hoo-wee! They sure do a good job keeping your system clean, and Crockett Septic can also take care of your porta-potty rentals, too. Just give them a call, 715-712-3456. Tell them Crust Buster Crockett sent you.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie. Yeehaw!
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag Civic Pints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Slight chance for scattered storms today, otherwise sunshine mixed with clouds at times. High temperatures reach up to 89, west winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies, tonight, slight chance for scattered storms, lows level off around 60. Partly cloudy skies again, tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 91. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 58.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Hope you're having a great start to your week out there. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We're going to talk some junk food. Number one junk food in every state.
All right.
And let's dive right in. So last Friday was National Junk Food Day, and pretty much everyone celebrated, whether they realized it or not. If you're wondering what America's go-to junk foods are, here's an inside look. A website used Google Trends data to determine the top three junk foods in every state. And overall, Starburst got the most love.
Wow. Really? How about that?
It was followed by Pringles, Sour Patch Kids, and Skittles.
Okay. Wow.
Sour Patch Kids was number one in the most states with seven. Arizona, California, Delaware, Massachusetts, Michigan, and North Carolina. Next was Animal Crackers and Kit Kat, which were number one in five states.
Wow.
Animal Crackers is a pretty safe junk food to munch on.
That's true. That's true.
Very low sugar.
Yeah.
Unless they're the frosted kind.
The little caveat there.
I like both. those that pink frosting, I don't know what it is about
with
that.
With the sprinkles in
it? Yes.
Some of the more unique number ones are fruit roll-ups being number one in Alaska and Louisiana.
Oh, I remember fruit roll-ups.
Really?
Beef jerky being number one in New Mexico. Funyuns taking the spot in Texas.
Hey.
Oh, wow.
Swedish fish being a big deal in Pennsylvania, and they always show up on these lists.
They do.
They always do.
They are popular.
Baby Ruth beating out everything else in South Carolina.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh, nice.
Pretty interesting.
Baby Ruth good. Yeah.
Of course, what about here in Wisconsin?
Okay.
Well, let's take a look at our surrounding us here. In Illinois, it was Pringles. In Michigan, it was Sour Patch Kids. In Minnesota, it was Starburst. And in Wisconsin, M&M's.
Oh, that's a good choice.
Melts in your mouth, not in your hand.
It's not cheese, but you know.
Yeah, almost.
It's a pretty good one.
Chocolate, close enough.
Close second.
Yeah.
I see Twinkies here in Arizona, I believe.
Okay.
That's a good one. I'm not seeing a whole lot.
The only thing that won't melt Arizona right now.
Kit Kats showing up in New York. That's a good one. I'm glad that Animal Crackers showed up on this list.
It's a classic, you know.
It really is. Was there anything better as a kid having that little box?
The
little circus box? Yeah, I know what you mean, man.
That thing was amazing. It was such a great marketing idea. Yeah, it was fantastic.
Yeah.
My only caveat, that string was not meant to hold like a half a pound of anything. Like, I never felt like they. I imagined that they had to cut corners here and there, they could. But that string was not built for kids.
Especially when you reuse the box afterwards for things that were heavier than Animal Crackers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, string didn't hold up.
You just put my G.I. Joe guys in there. Or some of my guys had, like, they came with an animal, so I would put the animal, like, in Snake there, Eyes came with a wolf or something like that, and I'd put that in there.
Put him in the cage. cage that wolf.
So we talked a lot of junk food last week, so I don't want to rehash a whole other conversation, but 424-2600, we'd love to hear from you. Did they get this right? Is this number one in your heart here in Wisconsin? Or what would you go to? What is a go-to snack or junk food for you out there? I really like Kit Kats. Because as a kid, I thought I was getting more.
Anytime you get two in a package, Twix was that way for me.
Yes. I always
Twix
felt like
was
I
was better because it has caramel.
As an adult, I did this a while ago. I was like, just for the heck of it, I'm going to look at the size comparison of like a Twix and Kit Kat to a, a Snickers bar or something like that. Like, no, they actually weigh less.
They fool you with the packaging on that, right?
They tricked me.
I'm kind of surprised there wasn't any like peanut butter. On there, any kind of Reese's kind of thing that would be up higher. But I don't know if it's just because, we're understanding, peanut allergies more and people just can't eat them as much. I don't know.
I'm also surprised there weren't more salty things on there, that it was all candy.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's
you
all
said
sweet stuff.
Pringles
that's a good point.
Once, but I thought, there'd be like cheesy poofs.
And I wouldn't have guessed that was the chip that would be on there.
Right.
Pringles. Really?
It's not even an actual chip.
No,
it's not a potato chip. It's pressed potato bits.
Yeah, whatever it is. Yeah.
I do see Ruffles and Milk Duds on here. Oh, okay. There's a couple of other ones.
Ruffles, okay, that makes sense.
Doritos are
Ruffles
on here.
So. Oh, okay.
And Cheez-Its. Cheez-Its are really big in Oklahoma.
Okay.
Oklahoma.
Really? There. Okay. Yeah. That's cool.
Oh, in Kansas, gummy bears.
Oh, man.
I like gummy bears. Gummy worms, gummy bears, both really good.
Sour, sweet, doesn't matter.
I prefer gummy worms.
I do too.
Maybe it's the Pisces in me, but.
They're more fun.
Thank you. Thank you. That did not deserve even that laugh, but thank you.
Courtesy laugh.
I'll take a courtesy laugh. I was trying to look for a segue to do this, and I think actually this is it for me. I think this is the good one right here. I wanted to, over the weekend, I had to spend some time at the Aspirus ER here in Wisconsin Rapids, and I wanted to send a big thank you to the people working there. Mm. Anybody who's ever been to an ER knows how this works. You go there and you're waiting for 10 days. and in part because they are so understaffed and underfunded,
right?
And they just do not put into our ERs the way they should. Mm-hmm. But I have never gone to an ER, including my days back in Chicago and everything, and not been treated right by the people there, the nurses, the doctors, doing the best that they can. I really, my only crux of this is I'm sitting back by myself, people watching a little bit, admittedly, to all the different chaos that is going on in an ER. And the one thing you can count on in the ER is, along with waiting, is people complaining about waiting at an ER.
It's like, true.
Do you think they don't want to see you as soon as possible? Do you think they don't want to do their job?
Sitting back playing cards or something? Yeah.
These are people who didn't pick this job because it's going to turn them into a millionaire. They picked this job because they care about people. They're trying to put back into their community. They're trying to do some good here. Have a little patience. I understand how difficult it is. I'm sitting there with this throbbing pain in my brain and a migraine the size of Wyoming in my brain. I get it. You want to get seen as soon as possible.
Sure.
But your complaining is not going to get you any faster.
No.
And you're just
making everyone around you more miserable.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Even with that, the patience and the way that they handled everything out there, just a big shout out to our ER workers, all those great nurses and doctors out there working that hard gig, that hard shift.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I think going from junk food to talking about tooth pain, it felt like a natural segue.
It's true. Brush your teeth.
Yes. Take care of your teeth.
Take care of your teeth.
We'll come back and have some more fun here on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life and a brighter future. Children International and friends like you are giving these children a chance to achieve their dreams by ensuring that they have access to healthcare, education, life skills, and more so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Slight chance for scattered storms today, otherwise sunshine mixed with clouds at times. High temperatures reach up to 89, west winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies, tonight, slight chance for scattered storms, lows level off around 60. Partly cloudy skies again, tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 91. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 58.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth, Melissa, and James here. I really tried to combine your names there for a second. Actually, I think I tried to combine all of our names there for a second there. Saving some time, you know.
Yeah.
Little Sonic Youth to play us in. Hope you're having a great Monday out there and your week is kicking off just right. We got some fun stuff to get to before we get you to the top of the hour. How hot is your steering wheel getting? We're going to get to that.
Okay.
Got some other stuff too. Did want to preview the 9 o'clock hour a little bit with you. Of course, it's a Monday. You know how we kick off the 9 o'clock hour with the kitchens open. Melissa's got a great one lined up for us today. We're looking forward to that. After that, we'll touch on a little bit of entertainment news. We've got some That Ain't Right stories, some good stories of the day. But of course, the big feature, the big headline outside of the kitchens open in the 9 o'clock hour is the 10 things from the 80s and 90s that Gen Z just don't get. They're missing out on, man.
Come on.
We'll talk about that. We'll talk some rafters and plenty more. But as I touched on, the steering wheel.
Okay.
Have you ever burned your hands on your steering wheel or felt like you would?
Yes.
You know? I think everybody has had a second there where they feel like they might or something.
Yeah, when you touch it.
A recent study looked at just how hot they can get in the summer. Researchers tested 6 different cars parked in the sun on a 100-degree day. And after an hour, the steering wheel averaged 127 degrees.
Whoa.
To put that in perspective, 111 is when we start to feel pain. First-degree burns can happen at 118, and second-degree burns are possible at 130.
Wow.
I was actually reminded of this over the weekend. When I was a kid, my Uncle Rich was a car dealer, and he was very, very good at his job. And he loved, you know, new vehicles and stuff, and the newest vehicles he'd have out, and he'd bop them around and show them off to the family. This is the 80s, so it's the time of Trans Ams. Those old Trans Ams with the mufflers on the sides, those things. My mom is all excited to try this out and take a ride in it, but he doesn't tell her that those get hot on the sides. And you have to watch out.
Yeah.
So I remember I'm seeing my mom getting out of it. She puts her legs, whips them around.
Ow.
They couldn't have been there more than a second or two. But got second degree burns back there.
Yeah.
They're better now, but it was years and years and years that they were bad.
Yeah, right.
So it's one of those things to keep in mind that this stuff can happen with stuff that we don't always think about.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go ahead and take a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Hey, good morning, Keith.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm all right. Saturday after the market got done at Farmer's Market, I got in my van at 2 o'clock and I burned my hand really bad.
Oh, no. I'm sorry to hear that, Gary. I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah.
On your steering wheel?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. It's a good thing we're talking about this, but it's a bad thing. We should have been talking about it last week. Gary would have been. We could have saved his hands here. That's an interesting no, man. Thank you for telling us, Gary. Always good to talk to you, sir.
Yeah, you can take care of ice.
You too. Hate
some
hearing
ice.
That.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
So here are a few more spots in your car and how hot they can get.
Okay. Wow.
The air temperature inside the car: 116 degrees after an hour in the sun.
Whew, an hour.
116. Wow.
Leave your animals at home.
Yes.
Leave your animals at home. Mm-hmm. You can go ahead, call up 424-2600. Give me your excuses. Give me the reasons that you have to bring Fido in the car with you and leave him in the car, even with the window cracked. Go ahead, 424-2600, please. I will help you distill of these instantly. There's no reason for you to bring that animal out with you. I can't leave him home alone. Well, maybe you shouldn't have a dog, all right?
Yeah.
Like, a dog is not a birthright, it's a privilege.
Yeah.
And if you care about these animals, they should come first.
Right.
Leave the dog at home.
Yeah.
I've talked with Sheriff Becker about this. Mm-hmm. I've talked to a lot of people about this. Their laws have changed with these things, people. You leave your dog in the car and you leave that window rolled up, Don't be surprised that breaks. Don't be surprised. It's a whole different... The way we are approaching this is very different nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The seats can turn 123 degrees.
Ooh. Ooh. Yeah, it's a danger to wear shorts sometimes.
To get into your car.
Take a towel with you.
And then the dashboard, 157.
Whoa! Wow!
Remember those little hula girls they used to have?
Yeah.
Melted.
Yeah, right.
Probably.
That, now I have a hula puddle.
I had a joke I cannot make. They also tested cars parked in the shade, and definitely helped. Seats turned 105, steering wheel 107, the dashboard 118. So, okay. I mean...
Yeah, shade helps.
But it ain't a cure.
No.
It's not, it's not going to stop it from getting hot.
Not at all.
But the air temperature inside still at 100, which can be deadly to kids and pets. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't change the air quality having it in the shade.
No.
Right.
That's interesting.
Surfaces, but...
Yeah, it's interesting, though. It's, again, something to keep in mind with all of this stuff. I know when we were kids, how many of us remember our parents, or for me it was my grandparents, fussing... With the sheet that you'd pull out to put in your windshield when you were
the reflector.
Yeah. Thank you, the reflector. I couldn't think of it. Boy, the way my papa would struggle with that thing. Jim, just give it to me. My nana would grab it and then she'd struggle with it, just putting those things up. I mean, that faded away for a while there. I don't know. We should bring that back.
I still see them from time to time.
Occasionally, yeah.
But it is it's hard to handle them. They are pain in the butt.
Yeah, they're very bulky.
Mm-hmm. So do we need
automatic shades?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you saw exactly where I was going. Thank you, Melissa, because I was...
Drapes for your car.
I was actually afraid to say this out loud. So that you're with me on this. Thank you. Or at least that you had the same thought. Mm-hmm.
I'm curious how that would work, though. The logistics of like putting in the windshield down. But that's cool. I like that. It's a good idea.
I'll tell you right away who would love this. My Uncle Rich and old car dealers. This is... So can I put you down for the windshield?
Yeah, a little accessory
That's another $9.99. You'll pay it. For that.
Well, and a lot of people tint their windows, but I'm pretty sure that you can't do that in Wisconsin. At least not all of them.
There's certain windows you can only
be a certain darkness. Yes. Too. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm curious to know. And I would have liked to have seen a test on that.
Yeah.
That's a
does
great
it
thought.
Help?
I didn't think of that.
I
also I'm curious too about, because this is something I was interested in, and I don't see a lot of data on it yet. Maybe just because we haven't had them around long enough. But it does seem like electric vehicles don't get as hot as normal vehicles, but not by much.
Mm. Okay.
So it's not a huge difference from what I'm seeing, but there is a little bit of a difference. And I wonder if that would be the case going forward, or if that would be an incentive going forward.
Well, that doesn't have the internal combustion engine that creates tons of heat. So you're starting off at a lower temperature to start with. Again, I don't know if that's, like you were saying, I don't know if that's going to make a difference if you're sitting in the sun. Again, it might still be an enclosed space.
The sun is the sun.
Exactly, so.
And then there's also, batteries do get hot, too.
It's true. Yeah, that's
true. Very true. Very true. I don't know, as far as tips for this kind of thing, I don't really know necessarily where you go with that, as far as, trying to help people counter this. Not really sure.
Yeah, because you can't always park in the shade.
Right.
It's
right.
Very hard to find trees in parking lots.
They're premium spot, especially this time of year. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You better get there early, man.
Yeah.
According to the U.S. Census Bureau statistics, 34% of people 15 years old and older have never been married. That's up about 23% from the 1950s.
Oh, wow.
We're going to talk marriage here a little bit. And, of course, this was a different time. Now it's considered very young to get married in your teenage years. And illegal in most places. And apparently a lot of Gen Z and millennials don't have it on their radar at all. In a new survey, more than 40% of young adults up through age 40 say that they believe marriage is an outdated tradition. That includes 41% of young men and 52% of young women.
Wow.
I find that fascinating, the way that fell. With men and women.
Mm-hmm.
73% of them say that weddings are too expensive these days, and 85% don't think they're necessary to have a full, fulfilled, and committed relationship.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
That said, marriages aren't being written off completely. 83% say they hope to marry someday down the road.
Mm, Okay.
Just later in life.
Later in life, yeah.
38% of young adults say that they have felt judged for not being married yet, and 25% have felt judged for moving in with their partner.
Mm-hmm.
The most common source of judgment is mothers, especially for young women.
Oh, dear.
68% of young adults think it's instructive to ask about people's marriage plans.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
And while 47% of young adults say that they're afraid of potentially getting divorced, they aren't afraid of working on relationships.
That's good.
That's good.
So it puts away a lot of this whole young people don't want to put work in, young people don't want to work towards things or any
right,
of this.
Right, right.
Like, these stats are really crushing a lot of that. That is a very...
Yeah, it's not about that it's that relationships aren't important. It's that it's not necessary to have a marriage to have a relationship.
Mm-hmm. There's also a list of most marriage-averse cities. And the most unmarried couples living together are in Toledo, Ohio.
Okay.
All right.
Followed by Seattle, Spokane, Washington, Portland, Oregon, Minneapolis, Cleveland, Milwaukee, Madison, Reno, Nevada, and St. Petersburg, Florida.
Huh. Wow.
So two of our own cities show up in the top 10 there.
That's interesting. Hmm. Wow.
Yeah. It isn't as if people were to stop getting married, the human race would cease to be.
Very true.
But of course, of course.
So the idea and the importance of keeping the human population going has faded. We don't need marriage for that anymore.
Right.
I think that I don't know about an outdated tradition. But I do think that almost every tradition is outdated to some sense. That's just time. That's not
right.
That's not picking on traditions. That's just the way things work. Things
right.
evolve. Things grow. Things change.
Mm-hmm. Something to think about, too, is that there's two ways. There's generally two things you mean when you get married. Either it's a legally binding contract, which is what it is with the state.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a covenant with another person to say we are going to share whatever, you know, all the stipulations, if you have a prenup, all that kind of stuff. It's a legal thing.
Right.
Then there's the spiritual side to it, you know, is mm-hmm. if you're saying, you know, I'm getting married, being with this person for, you know, these reasons, for spiritual reasons, for, you know, these kinds of relationships. That's how I view a relationship should be kind of thing. So to me, that's two different things. That's two very different reasons that you're going to be together. So it really depends. Is it something important for you to be legally recognized as a couple? Or is it just important that for whatever your spiritual beliefs are, whatever, that's important?
Mm-hmm. And I think you bring up a good topic there, Seth. And I think one that we should actually talk about more. Should there be two separate ways to legally combine your lives together? Does it have to be quote unquote what we traditionally think of as a marriage?
Right, exactly.
I mean, can we enter into a legal agreement? And I think they do, common law partnerships.
Right, those
but you have to be together for like, what is it,
seven years? 7 years, I think, yeah.
I think, and then you're considered common law partners.
Yep, exactly.
But why do you have to wait 7 years to do that? I mean,
couldn't there be a way of just saying, you know, well, we plan on being together, we're living
right.
in the same
we're
dwelling,
committed relationship,
we're all this stuff,
we're sharing bills.
Why
we're...
don't we just do it now? Yeah,
right.
that's a great point.
And I think that would solve some of the issues that young people are experiencing with what is traditionally thought of as marriage.
Yes.
Because there are hurdles to overcome with that, like health insurance. You know, you can't be on your partner's health insurance unless you're legally married.
Unless you have that legal, document.
For a lot of companies, I think that there are some that are a little different, but,
right.
you know.
But until, there's a lot of things like that. You're right, that unless you're married, you know, you're still considered individuals and you can't do certain things, right?
Because let's say you were together for 50 years but never got married.
Mm-hmm.
Guess who gets the house when the guy dies?
Yeah.
Not you.
No, because there's no legal, thing.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
I think those are strong points, good stuff to bring up and talk about, and I'd like to get into more of that later on and when other conversations come up.
Mm-hmm.
Another part I wanted to focus on was the 85% think that they aren't necessary, but 83% hope to get married.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Well, because there's the romantic part of it, too.
Yeah, well, my focus is the idea that you have to get married at 18. That you have to get married at 19, that you have to get married at 20 or any of this. When we see the rise of, or not the rise, we see the statistics of divorce when you get married young and those and how high that is and everything. I think the idea of this tradition, this idea, the whatever you want to call it, evolving to your late 20s or your mid 20s or your 30s even or something.
Times have changed. You know, it wasn't before it was, okay, you're an adult now, get married, buy a house, have kids.
Yeah, you got it.
You got a job, good job in the factory that you can afford this house. Well, those aren't the parameters anymore.
Mm. No.
People can't afford to move out of their parents' house at 18, even if they are married.
Mm-hmm. And this is not going to, none of this that we've discussed or anything that comes up or changes it is not going to kill marriage any more than
I don't think so.
Talking about saying happy holidays is going to kill Christmas. some of these things that we get caught up in and everything, yeah. Do they happen because of the 24-hour news cycle or because of you know, just a small group of people barking and whining or whatever? I don't know, and I don't care. It's more so as to our regular people out there, to our people that are thinking rationally, understand this.
Yeah.
I think they get that. I think that we're not going to, 10 years from now, wow, remember when marriages were a thing? Like, that ain't going to happen.
No.
It ain't going nowhere.
Sounds like that people are still wanting that relationship.
Yeah.